This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that the central government has prioritized the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst the ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizable number of people from Kerala. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said, India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimize its impact on the country.
इस समय वेस्ट एशिया में चल रहे युद्ध पर सबकी नजर है। इस युद्ध का प्रभाव भारत पर कम से कम पड़े, इसके लिए हमारी सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है। केरलम के बहुत सारे लोग युद्धगत क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से ही मैं इन देशों के सभी राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से लगातार संपर्क में हूं। सारे ही देश युद्ध क्षेत्रों में फंसे भारतीयों की सुरक्षा को प्राथमिकता दे रहे हैं। भारतीयों के हितों की सुरक्षा भाजपा एनडीए सरकार के लिए सर्वोपरि है।
Prime Minister also launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and United Democratic Front, accusing them of trapping the state in a cycle of corruption. The Prime Minister later reached Thrissur to hold a roadshow. Meanwhile, addressing a public event in Tirur, Kerala, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has dismissed allegations of a CPIM-SDPI deal for the upcoming assembly elections as false. The Congress has released the list of 284 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal. The party has nominated former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary from Behrampur, Pradeep Prasad from Bhavanipur, former MP Mausam Noor from Maltipur, S.K. Jariatul Hussain from Nandigram, Shubhashish Bhattacharya from Panihati, and Ranjit Mukherjee from Bidhan Nagar. In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge OC of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile assembly constituencies like Bhavanipur and Nandigram. Based on recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officers Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. The government issued a gazette notification allowing the supply of superior kerosene oil through the public distribution system in 21 states and union territories, citing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. In a notification, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said up to 2 fuel stations in each district can store and distribute kerosene for household use, mainly for cooking and lighting. This temporary arrangement applies to states including Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan. The order is effective immediately and will remain in place for 60 days or until further notice. In Chhattisgarh, one Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in the Pulampalli police station area of Sukma district. During a search of the site, the body of the Maoist along with weapons was recovered. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has inaugurated upgraded public facilities at 57 airports across the country via video conference from Rajkot International Airport yesterday. The facilities include Udaan Yatri Cafes, Digi Yatra Systems, free Wi-Fi zones, kids areas, libraries and infrastructure upgrade projects. And India's Paralympic champion Pramod Bhagat clinched 1 gold and 2 silver medals at the Spanish Para Badminton International 2026 Level 1 in Toledo. Bhagat along with Manisha Ramdas won gold in mixed doubles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.